The row over the controversial comic Frankie Boyle performing at the West Belfast Fela is building. The festival is being urged to scrap the show because the jokes Boyle has told about people with Down syndrome. There was an anti-Boyle protest on Friday. The objectors are due to meet Fela representatives today. Friday's protest was supported by the former Sinn Féin mayor, Tom Hartley. Johnny Lundy, spokesperson for Fela for Everyone, the group objecting to Boyle's appearance next month, is with us this morning. Johnny, good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. And Tom Slater from Spike Magazine. Good morning to you, Tom.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. What has Boyle actually said that's annoyed you so much, Johnny?
I suppose it's his jokes that poke fun and mock children with disabilities. There are various jokes. I don't really want to go into the exact nature of them, but you can Google them. They're very derogatory, and if anybody else was to tell them, you would be offended. You would see it as bullying. They are degrading, and I don't think it's acceptable at a community festival whose claim or remit is that it's a community for all, and that is disability awareness is second to none. I think it's hypocritical to make that claim and then have somebody like Frankie Boyle appear at it.
Tom?
So, on the one hand, people are well within their rights to feel upset or offended by something. They're completely entitled to that. But the problem is that in a free society, you have to be willing to put up with and allow people to speak views that you find deeply offensive, views that you find deeply insulting. There really is no right not to be offended. And I think as soon as that we create that, I mean, not only do we make it more and more difficult to be able to have free speech, be able to have our ideas openly, but in terms of comedy, it would almost cease to exist. I think everything is potentially offensive to someone, especially when you're dealing with comedy, something that mocks and jibes. And if we go around practicing the idea that if something insults a certain group of people, that we should be allowed to effectively shut it down, then there's not much future for free speech or for stand-up comedy.
But free speech, do you really want free speech to mock people not living as long as some of the rest of us? Do you really want free speech to say to a person with Down syndrome that they're going to die relatively early? Is that the type of free speech you want?
Yes, insofar as I think that if free speech is restricted at all, then it quickly starts to crumble. It's an indivisible liberty, as far as I'm concerned. As soon as you start to make allowances here and there, it starts to lose any meaning. And the thing about free speech is that it can seem like quite a negative value, insofar as it allows people like Frankie Boyle to make crass and provocative statements. But the difference is that it also allows us to answer back. By all means, we should be able to say, we should be able to critique, we should be able to say that's unacceptable. What we are not allowed to do is shut that down. The great thing about free speech, not only does it allow people to air their views, it also allows us to answer back. And I think we're losing that when we call for things to be shut down in this manner.
Well, things are shut down. Things are shut down all the time, Johnny. Tom Slater. Tom Slater, you know, we're not allowed to incite terrorism in this country. You're not allowed to go onto a radio program or write a blog or give any type of address in which you say, right, let's all get guns, go out and shoot people in a certain location at this time. Mm. That in its purity is free speech. There's no one with any sense whatsoever supports that.
Well, incidentally, I think the laws to do with incitement have actually become a lot more flabby and overloaded, but that's a different debate to some extent. We need to make a distinction here. Frankie Boyle is not some sort of anti-disablest hate preacher. He's not going around inciting violence. He is going around making very crass, very unpleasant jokes that I think a lot of people, quite rightfully, are upset by. But we need to make a distinction here. I think this kind of alarmist rhetoric whereby we see any kind of offensive statement as a potential, you know, as something as potentially damaging as an incitement to violence, we need to get some perspective.
Is it funny in any way that people with Down syndrome die early?
Of course it's not funny. And incidentally, I don't find Frankie Boyle funny in the slightest. But I think in exactly the same way that in a free society you say, as much as I might disagree with this person, I believe it's right that they should be able to speak, the same applies to stand-up comedy. As much as I do not find this funny, that should not impede his right to do stand-up. And I think the other point that needs to be made here is that people like Frankie Boyle really are fueled off of quite a sensitive culture. The reason that he is able to kind of cause such a stir, the thing he's built his whole reputation on, is people seeking to shut him down. I think the thicker skin as a society that we try to have, the more these crass provocateurs just kind of fade into non-existence. So I think it's important to get some perspective. This is not any form of incitement. You don't have to find it funny to allow it to be spoken. And also, the more you just ignore these people, tell them that it's not big and it's not clever, and refuse to shut them down, the less power and the less success they'll have, I think.
Of all the people that the West Belfast Festival could have chosen, they've chosen a man who mocks Down syndrome people. People with Down syndrome. I beg your pardon, Johnny Lundy.
Sorry, Stephen. I would just like to come in there. This is not a freedom of speech issue. This issue is about a community festival, Fila and Fobel, who have said part of their remit is to increase awareness, to celebrate diversity, and to promote social inclusion. It's a community festival, and they're by booking Frankie Boyle, we're finding through the protests, social media, the newspapers, the print media, and yourselves, that the vast majority of the people in this community are against it. You couldn't set up a petrol station and not sell petrol. That's our issue. We're talking about do what you say you're going to do. If you're making a claim, like Fila are, that this is a community festival for all, then why bring somebody that a huge amount of the community don't want at it? This is not a freedom of speech issue.
But you're protesting, Johnny. What do you want out of this meeting that you're having today with the organisers of the West Belfast Festival?
We want Frankie Boyle to be cancelled as an act at the festival.
And all of the money that would be lost as a result of that, you want the festival to forgo that?
In fairness, we have been speaking, trying to tell Fila for 6 weeks. Since they first mooted the idea of Frankie Boyle, they have met opposition. They said they were prepared to listen to this, to discuss it, and take it on board. Obviously, they haven't. Now, we're all human. Fila is a great organisation, but it has made a mistake on this issue. They have to actually step up to the mark and implement what they are claiming they are. That is a festival for all. Fila and Fobel translates into a community festival. We're just asking them to do what they're saying they do. We're not expecting some special treatment. We're not trying to close down Frankie Boyle wherever he wants to play, and people can vote with their feet on that. This is a community festival. It's part funded by public money, and it is seeking to mock one of the most vulnerable groups in our society, disabled children, children with Down syndrome, and, you know, as Tom said there, he didn't particularly find it funny. Our community doesn't find it funny. They're asking Fela, come on, you've made a mistake by booking the person. Do the right thing. Cancel it. In terms of the cost, Fela were made aware of this at the start, and they ploughed on thinking they're an insignificant amount of people.
Well, that would suggest that they don't think they've made a mistake. It would suggest that it's not an oversight, that they've taken the decision that it's right to book Frankie Boyle. You know, the question for Fela this morning is, would they book a comedian who was openly racist? Would they do that?
Exactly. They're not going to have the Coldstream guards leading them out. We all engage in a certain amount of what Tom's classifying as censorship. We make our own decisions based on what we like and what we don't like. I've no issue with Frankie Boyle playing other private events. But at this community event that is partly funded by public money and is setting itself out to be inclusive of all the community, it's not doing what it says on the side of the can. It's not stepping up to its own remit. Fila is better than this. Fila is a great organisation. It is one of the best things in Belfast. It needs to say it's made a mistake, accept it's made a mistake, cancel this. That's what its own community, or more and more people, are coming out and asking them to do.
Well, and yet I guess what they have got to do is look at a bigger picture, Johnny, beyond 100 protesters. And I guess they've got to look at the fact that people will be buying tickets to go and see Frankie Boyle, and therefore, logic follows, that's an indication of their support for the fact that Frankie Boyle's there. If people are buying tickets to go and watch it, then they want to see him.
We have started protesting a matter of 72 hours ago. Are the figures that we are getting online on petition, Facebook likes, are into the thousands. But as well as that, people are only really becoming aware of this issue. I'm getting people phoning me up saying, I was going to go, I'm not going. I've noticed tickets for sale. There's lots of evidence within the community. People are only really becoming aware of this. It's different for me. I have a child with Down syndrome, Mia, 12-year-old, a brilliant girl. But the wider community, they're only realising what this is about. And as they start to hear the argument, there's not an awful lot of them coming out to protest and say, you know, we want Frankie Boyle. You know, yes, there will be a group of people that will buy tickets. And, you know, that's their own issue. I'm merely stating that Fela is failing its own remit. It is claiming to be inclusive, to be aware of disability issues. It does a lot of great stuff for the disabled community. They have a lot of things that I commend them for. But on this one particular thing of booking Frankie Boyle, they got it wrong. We made them aware of that. Various groups made them aware of that 6 weeks ago. They've done little or nothing about it. That's why we are where we are now. It doesn't change the fact this is not something that the whole community can come and see.
There's some people, Tom Slater, who would say that Boyle has argued that he was misquoted. But if I'm reading from BBC copy this morning, in which the mother of a 5-year-old girl with Down syndrome is recounting her experience with Frankie Boyle. And she wrote in her blog, I told him that my 5-year-old daughter has Down syndrome and that I was upset at some of his jokes. He tried to laugh it off. But it's all true, isn't it? Everything I've said is true, he said. He then went on to say it was the most excruciating moment of his career, but then tried to claw the humour back by saying we had paid to come and see him, and what should we expect?
No, precisely, but I think this comes back to my initial point, was you do not have to condone what he said. You do not have to condone his joke, find it funny, to think that he is allowed to say it. But I also think we do need some perspective here. I found Tom Hartley's suggestion that he was the equivalent to some sort of openly and avidly racist or homophobic comedian just absolutely scandalous. I mean, you're talking about someone who, yes, is of a Frankie Boyle, broadly speaking, of a quite juvenile, of sixth formish sensibility, where he thinks that just making sick jokes that make people feel uncomfortable by nature of just how crass they are, is funny. That doesn't, on the one hand, necessarily mean he's an openly anti-disabled sort of hate preacher, and at the same time, it doesn't mean that he shouldn't be allowed to speak. I think the issue that we're getting here...
Are there not some lines that shouldn't be crossed?
Well, I think all lines... There's always going to be things which incur judgment. Someone tells us a joke that you think is too offensive, you think that it's not funny, you think it's needlessly provocative with no payoff. You can make a judgment, you can critique that. What you shouldn't do is shut it down. I think we're getting into a situation at the moment where rather than hearing something and thinking, I disagree with that and here's why, we're saying, I disagree with that and I'll do my very best to make sure no one else hears it. And I think that's a very dangerous dynamic, and it particularly poses a threat to comedy, whereas as soon as you've got a right not to be offended in stand-up, you might as well do away with the whole thing in the first place.
Here's David in Belfast. Morning, David.
Morning, Stephen. I'm to say, these people are giving off at Frankie Boyle for saying the things that he says. He's a comedian, he's trying to make a living. End of the day, freedom of speech means that you can say what you want, and if you find it offensive, then it's your own fault. Choose not to listen to him or watch him. But I've got a ticket to see Frankie Boyle, and if he's put off, I'd be devastated. So I get my money back for it. It probably won't be getting any of my money back.
So you would enjoy the humour that some people would deem to be cruel. Like, I'm looking at today's Belfast Telegraph. There's someone with Down syndrome holding up a sign. Are you still going to laugh at me, Frankie?
No, I wouldn't laugh at Down syndrome people, right? Okay? But the things that he says, he's a comedian. Some of the things people would find offensive, but I still laugh at them because at the end of the day, I find them funny.
with Saturday's Belfast Telegraph, by the way. Martin in Birmingham. Hello, Martin.
Hello there, Stephen. How are you doing?
Go ahead, Martin.
This is an issue that's close to my heart in terms of freedom of speech. Now, Frankie Boyle has actually made a very crass comment. Fair enough. And I'm sure Frankie Boyle doesn't actually even believe the jokes he's actually expressed. The thing that I have an issue here with is that, you know, whenever Frankie Boyle is actually talking about the war in Iraq or talking about the bankers being bailed out, we're not hearing as much media attention to the things that he's actually putting his finger on. Now, when he actually mentions something politically incorrect in the context of a comedy sketch, he's obviously demonised on the back of that. I think Frankie Boyle has made a crass mistake. But you know something, in the totality of things, it's not the biggest.
If someone makes a mistake, they usually apologise for it.
Yeah, and maybe Frankie should apologise for it. But you know something, like the guy obviously has a bit of an ego, and which is fair enough. But the thing is, the guy is a very funny man, and he can also point out political situations that the mainstream media aren't actually tackling. And that's what I would give Frankie Boyle credit for.
I guess it comes down to, one of the issues it comes down to, Martin, is whether people with Down syndrome need any more protection than those who we see as fair game. Are people with Down syndrome fair game to have
no,
their
they're not.
Shorter lifespan mocked, to make it a joke, for an audience to sit and laugh out loud when a comedian highlights the fact that someone with Down syndrome will die earlier than other people?
Well, I wouldn't support Frankie Boyle and what he had said. And
so what
I
if
think,
he does it again?
Well, first of all, you're the gentleman who's on talking about freedom of speech, he made the point accurately. And that is, you know, if someone actually makes something like that that's quite controversial, the way to deal with it is to actually challenge that thinking rather than actually censor it.
I'm not looking for it to be censored. I just don't want them to be on at a community festival.
Yeah, but you know something?
The censorship argument is a separate argument. I'm not looking to censor Frankie Boyle. I'm looking to have him cancelled at a community festival whose remit is social inclusion and the promotion of disability awareness.
But also, in the second vein, I also think we should actually extol the virtues of the individual that's actually holding the mirror up to the rest of society in terms of the things that we're involved in the world right now, like the war in Iraq, like the bankers' bailouts. There's lots of different things here that Frankie Boyle has been good for. Now, don't actually throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Well, for example, hold on a moment. Have the festival made it clear to Frankie Boyle that any jokes about people with Down syndrome would be unacceptable?
No.
I haven't heard that.
No, they're not prepared to do that.
So they're not prepared to do that, Johnny, is that right?
That's correct, yes.
How do you know that?
Well, over the conversations we have had, we've sought different things of them, and that has not been something that they're prepared to offer us.
It's not a separate issue. So the West Belfast Festival are refusing, given the fact that this comedian has prior form, the West Belfast Festival are refusing to stop this comedian, to advise him to not mock people with Down syndrome.
No,
they would not give us that assurance to not make children with Down syndrome the butt of their jokes. So this is not a censorship issue. This is purely and simply asking Fela to be what they say they are. Fela and Phobel translates as the community's festival, a community for all. We're asking, a large section of the community are telling them now, we find it offensive. We don't think this is something that should be on at a community for all.
Well, I guess there are a number of choices. One, don't go.
Well,
Stephen, go and boo them out of the place.
Stephen, there's a problem with that. If it was just vote with your feet and this was a private venture, fair enough. That's what we would do in any other venue. Public money is being used to afford Frankie Boyle a stage. That's your money and my money. I object to my money being used to make my daughter and other children like her the butt of his jokes. It's mockery. If it happened in the schoolyard, we would call it what it is, bullying. If it happened in the workplace, you would call it intimidation or harassment. You wouldn't get away with it. I believe it's no place at a community festival. Fela are a great organisation.
Okay.
But they need.
Go on, Martin.
You want to come back in?
Go on.
Yeah, look, I'm actually in agreement here with regards to the comments that Frankie Boyle has made. They're wrong, and they should be criticised. Now, but the thing is, to demonise the individual for making a crass joke that's bad taste, and then to basically suggest that the person doesn't have the right, first of all, to earn a living, and secondly, to express his views that are on the whole, they're actually quite positive, because if it wasn't for people like Frankie Boyle and maybe Russell Brand, we wouldn't be getting the questions of the likes of Tony Blair and George Bush in terms of the war in Iraq. So, you know, you have to take things in the round. And to be honest, I think it was very sick for Frankie Boyle to make those jokes. But to be honest, in the other context of the whole argument is that this is boiling down to censorship. And, you know, the best way to deal with crass thinking is challenging it democratically and in a normal debate like this.
Would it be all right? Would it be free speech, for example, for Frankie Boyle's venue at the festival to be swamped with people that are creating other noise so that he can't be heard? Would they be removed from that auditorium if there are people that bombard that appearance by Frankie Boyle, I don't know, sounding horns, yeah, shouting, booing, not, heckling, would they I'm be removed sure. or would they be allowed to do it? Is that free speech?
No, hold on.
Hold on, Johnny. Go on, Martin. Would that be free speech?
To be honest, I think that would be, because that would be a normal democracy.
I wonder. I actually think people would be removed if they did that.
And they probably would, but, you know, I'm supporting that. That opportunity, if you do think that's the right thing to do. But what the nub of the problem here is that, you know, you're actually taking an individual who made a crass joke that was bad. I mean, the whole baby and the liquidizer jokes and all that sort of stuff. They were bad taste, but, you know, I don't think Frankie Boyle for 1 minute actually thinks that the actual comments he made about Down syndrome kids, which is terrible. I don't think he actually thinks that in real life.
So why hasn't he made an apology? John in Lisburn. Morning, John.
Okay.
Hello. Hi. John.
I'm just confused. I mean, the chap who's on with the Down syndrome daughter isn't talking about free speech. He's talking about a community festival, which in fact he thinks that it should represent all of the community, and it doesn't. And then every time he talks about it, people come back and talk about free speech. This has got nothing to do with free speech.
Thank you very much.
And by the way, I have listened to Frankie Boyle, and I have thought he's very funny, but I have cringed at some of his jokes. I really have. This is about the community who don't want him. It's nothing to do with free speech.
Thank you very much for that.
That's an absolute. I just find that an absolutely specious argument. First of all, you're talking about, you know, with due respect, a few thousand signatures on a petition and a protest of about 100 or so people. The idea that represents some sort of consensus with the community is absolutely ridiculous. But also, just this idea that if it's not the government coming down and saying what is and isn't allowed, that it's not censorious, is just absolutely untrue. I think free speech is also lived liberty. You have to be able to put up with the idea and learn the practice of hearing things that you disagree with. And I think on the question of this festival, if you're talking about inclusivity, what about all the people who are buying those tickets? What about all the people who find that kind of humour funny? You might want to criticise them for that. You might think it's not the best thing for them to be doing. But this idea that this represents a kind of consensus within the community, that it's against inclusive values, I just think is absolutely ridiculous.
Well, all due respect, Tom, we are finding massive support out there. I don't see very many people protesting for Frankie Boyle. So, you know, I'm not trying to claim everybody supports us, but all the indicators that we have through all the media are that there is a lot of opposition to this. And at the end of the day, you are allowed to have what you want within reason in your own community. We don't have to have something that we think is not good for our community, is not wholesome. He's mocking children with Down syndrome. As I said before, this gets into the playground. It's called for what it is. It would be bullying, degrading treatment. We think Fela are better than this, and we're calling them to cancel the booking.
But John,
we're not saying Frankie Boyle can't go and say what he wants to say in other venues, in other places. This is not a freedom of speech issue. That's a distraction. This is about one act within the context of a community festival. Fela and Fubble, the community for all, and they need to be able to step up to the remit.
Okay, well, look, the organisers are say that they arrangements are in place in good faith. They're looking forward to meeting protesters, you, on Monday. They say they've already met concerned individuals and groups, including MenCap, to discuss concerns around the performance. They want to reiterate that they're looking forward to meeting you and hearing what you have to say at the meeting on Monday. So that's basically a statement from Fela saying, look, we're meeting the protesters. Nothing else in that statement, to be honest, as to whether they would book Frankie Boyle again. Nothing else in that statement as to whether they would ask Frankie Boyle not to insult people with Down syndrome.